This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A couple of years ago, our Shanghai correspondent Rob Schmitz did a series about the people who live and work on a single street in Shanghai, the Street of Eternal Happiness, and how they get by in today's Chinese economy. That series, I'm happy to say, is now a book. It's called The Street of Eternal Happiness, Big City Dreams Along a Shanghai Road. And we, as makes sense, get first crack at Rob as he starts his book tour. Rob, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Kai.
Tell me where the idea, I will say the brilliant idea for this book came from.
This came from me, I think, being overwhelmed by the barrage of news and the news cycle from China. You know, China's kind of a big place.
Yeah,
it's kind of a big economy. And I wanted to take a step back and focus on real life, everyday Chinese people, because I think that in some ways is what's lost when we focus on the economic and the political news coming out of China, because the party controls a lot of that information.
Let me get you to the subhead of this book, Big City Dreams Along a Shanghai Road. What is the Chinese dream today?
Well, the Chinese dream is an interesting concept. It's a political concept. It's a guiding principle for the current leader of China, Xi Jinping, and what Xi Jinping calls the renewal of the Chinese nation. And, you know, that may have been an attractive concept 20 or 30 years ago when most Chinese were poor and they all shared the same vision of economic prosperity for themselves and their country. But, you know, times have changed. You've now got hundreds of millions of Chinese who are in the consumer class, and their dreams go beyond money. So the characters that I profile in my book are searching for things like a deeper spiritual meaning amongst all this materialism. They're dreaming about justice and equality under Chinese law, and they're dreaming about improving themselves as individuals.
How old is your oldest son? He's like 7, 8 now, right?
He's 7 years old.
Okay. There's going to come a point where you guys are going to come back to the States and he's going to go to school and whatever. If he goes back to China in like 20 years, what's he going to find?
Wow. It's hard to even predict what China's going to be like in a year, because things are happening so quickly. But in 20 years, I hope he'll find a country that has figured out how to make this economic transformation work for itself. Because I think it's in all of our best interests, and I'm speaking as an American here, that China succeeds. Because I think that China is a very important part of the world. It's a very important part of the global economy. So I think what I hope to see is that the new generation of leaders who are younger and did not grow up during tumultuous times under the Mao years have a new vision for China and are more progressive about that.
Since you mentioned the Mao years, this week is roughly dated 50 years since the start of the Cultural Revolution over there. Obviously a seismic event in that country. That event still affects China today. It affects its economy and its political system and everything, right?
Absolutely. There's an entire generation, and this is, we should remember, Xi Jinping's generation.
Yeah.
They grew up having the state basically determine every single career shift in their life up until the age of around 40. So now in this new China, where capitalism reigns, they feel lost. And there are a few characters in my book, one of whom is named Auntie Fu, who gets involved in all of these awful pyramid schemes. She sees all this wealth around her, and she doesn't understand how people got it. And the reason she doesn't understand this is because she grew up in that very warped time. And the Cultural Revolution had a very, very profound impact on everyone who are in their 60s right now.
And they're trying to figure out their way in the modern economy, right?
They're trying to figure out their way in the modern economy. And I think that it's interesting, you know, when you look at the leadership of China, you know, obviously the leader right now, he came out of that generation. The difference between that generation and the next generation after them is enormous. And I think that it's going to be interesting after Xi Jinping gives up power, if that happens. What will happen to the leadership? Because I do think that we're going to see the beginning of some very interesting changes for China, because the next generation in China is really so different from this current generation that's leading the country.
We got a little bit off topic with Rob Schmitz, but his book was the start of the conversation. It is called Street of Eternal Happiness, Big City Dreams Along a Shanghai Road. He is our man in Shanghai. Rob, thanks a lot. Great book.
Thanks a lot, Kai.
Rob's going to have a couple more stories from the Street of Eternal Happiness for us in the next couple of weeks. Updates on the people who live and work there from when the original series aired 3 years ago, which, by the way, you can listen to marketplace.org. Check it out.